Laura Feinstein is a senior research associate with the Oakland-based Pacific Institute, which did the analysis in connection with the Environmental Justice Coalition for Water.
We took a look at public water systems that had their supplies impacted by the drought.
And here's what they found.
Two-thirds of the drought-impacted public water systems were serving a disadvantaged community.
Moreover, says Feinstein,
about one-third of them were serving what we call a cumulatively burdened community.
One facing both socioeconomic and environmental challenges. As for disadvantaged families with household wells that run dry,
if a household wants to resolve the problem by deepening their well or drilling a new well, the cost of that is often more than half of what these families are typically earning in a year.
The study, says Feinstein, also looks at the practice of applying drought surcharges to basic water use.
That imposes a greater burden on low-income households who tend to already be low water users.
The new report aims to address these issues for future droughts by offering a list of recommendations. You can have a look for yourself at the Pacific Institute's website. Jeff Bell, KCBS.